Hello and welcome to the Authority of Love. I'm Greg Williams, and I want to thank you again for joining us on the broadcast. You might be watching a podcast or a video. Appreciate that as well, and I'll say more about that in just a moment. My prayer in these devotions, these messages that we're drawing from the devotionals of My Utmost for His Highest from Oswald Chambers, and in particular, as we are focused on prayer and intercession here, is that each of us will develop a deeper, more intimate and truthful life and prayer life with our Heavenly Father. In the name and the character of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, and in the power of His Holy Spirit. We have all that because of what Christ has done. If we are a believer, it ought to be showing up in our lives. We've taught and talked on this before, but hopefully we're beginning to see that just as in our discipleship walk, our prayer life should be grounded in and centered on our relationship with God, who He is, His Word, and His will for our life and for those that we pray for. Often, as we found out, our prayers are self-focused and self-centered. And while God is gracious as we are infant and young believers to work in and through those prayers, He desires that we go much deeper in order to know and love Him more so others can know and love Him more. This is the ultimate desire and command of God that encapsulates all of His Word. He says, that we were trying to be tricked, what's the greatest command? He gave us the two greatest commands and says, all the law and the prophets, all of His Word are fulfilled in those two commands. Now, if you missed yesterday's message or any others, you can go to, as I mentioned earlier, you can go to our website, Love and Lordship, L-O-V-E-A-N-D, Lordship, L-O-R-D-S-H-I-P. Spell it all out together, lovinglordship.com. And you'll find a read tab with articles. You'll find a listen tab with podcasts. You'll find a video or a watch tab with videos if you'd like to do that. Share them as well. Thank you for the comments of people that have received them and gotten back with me and said, thank you, someone shared this with me, or things along those lines. Just encouragement. Also for the questions, if you have any questions, let me know at Love and Lordship, same way, Love and Lordship, all spelled out together, at gmail.com. Love and Lordship at gmail.com. Now, in today's message, we're going to move from the vital intercession. Remember, vital is keeping that connection with God, not letting our stuff get in the way or the other person's stuff that we're praying for. The vital intercession for others, which is our connection with God in all things, so that we do not allow our own feelings, sympathies, and false compassions, those rooted more in happiness or the outcomes we desire rather than holiness. That's what a false compassion. It gets all away from God's truth. We may have strong feelings and we may be compassionate, but it's not rooted in His truth. And when it's not rooted in His Word, His plan, and His purposes for our life and those we're praying for, we're not vitally connected. We're not really making true intercession because it's really about us or them rather than God. Now, we're not moving away from it today, but we're building on the vital connection and intercession as we begin to think differently about prayer and put ourselves not just in the shoes or the skin of the other person. That's sort of what intercession is, to identify with what they are going through, and we do that, but even more importantly, to identify with God through His Word and His Spirit. Remember, praying always in the Spirit, truth and love. That's Ephesians 10:18 from yesterday's message. And we do so knowing that regardless of the cost, it will always be best because it aligns with God. And He is to be above all else. We pray in the same fashion as we're supposed to live. This includes prayer. So today we look at vicarious intercession. Again, this is, if you're following in the devotional booklet, or online at myutmost.org, we're on May the 4th. Remember from yesterday's message that we are all to avail ourselves at all times of the power, the tool, and the weapon that is praying in the Spirit. And praying for the saints, it says, that's interceding. And we're to do so in line with God's truth and love. Not what we think it should be and how it should turn out, not what they are always asking for, but where do you want us to be, God? As we do so, we are also encouraged and assured that the Spirit Himself, the Holy Spirit, is interceding for us, even when we don't know what we should pray for. Romans 8:26, check that out. And that Jesus himself sits at God's right hand, speaking right into God's ear. Think about that. Romans 8:34 and Hebrews 7:25 tells us that. Not only does he dwell on the throne of our hearts and within us by the Holy Spirit and all around us, but he's on that throne and Jesus is interceding there at his right hand. Now, how's that for direct access to our Heavenly Father at all times? But we've got to remember that this is all done along the lines of his truth and will, and that is how Christ and the Holy Spirit pray for us and for those that we pray for. When we intercede, they are also interceding. They're not going to do it. Go, oh, you want a new car? And great, okay, good, have it. Or you want to gamble and win? Or you want to take drugs and be okay? Or you want to have sex whenever you want and it's all right? No, they're always, and we should be as well, praying according to God's truth and will, even when it costs us or others, because they're not going to like it if that's what they're seeking and think God's a genie in a bottle. You see, we can only do this by faith because we certainly don't or can't see the outcomes when we're praying at that moment, so we must entrust them to the one who can. Check out Hebrews 11:1 that talks about faith and that we must have it in verse 6 in order to please God. Today's message is a great reminder and encouragement of where our prayers are to be prayed. Much more than just in our closet or private prayer place, in solitary or on our knees or at meals and bedtimes. All of those are important and great times, even commanded times in Scripture that we are to pray and seek the Lord. However, by faith, we are actually ushered in through Christ's sacrifice. This is the Hebrew text we're talking about. In the tearing of his flesh, the veil that separates us, our flesh that he took upon himself was torn so that we could enter his presence through his willful and intentional giving up of his life and the pouring out of his blood. It takes us right to the holy throne of God. Chambers reminds us of that in today's text from Hebrews 10:19, which not only tells us where we are to enter, but how we are to be able to arrive at such an incredible place and just how we're to do so. Having therefore, brothers and sisters, boldness to enter into the holiest, that's the Holy of Holies, that's where God dwells in heaven. Also in our hearts, right? And all around us, he's everywhere. He's omnipotent, he's omnipresent, he's omniscient. But that's the place we tend to focus and say when we're in prayer, we are right before his throne of grace, right into the Holy of Holies, brought there by the body and the blood of Jesus. The writer of Hebrews is telling us that prayer in Christ and by his sacrificial body and blood has made the way, the only way, not only to be saved, but by which we can enter into the Holy of Holies, right there at the throne of grace in the very presence of God. How incredible is this? How awesome is this blessing and opportunity and weapon or tool that we've been given in prayer? So let me ask you, as I ask myself, what have we made of it? When we pray, when we intercede for others, we essentially put ourselves in their place, in their skin, just as Jesus did in the incarnation and becoming our flesh, and just as he intercedes for us. We also must remember from yesterday's episode, vital intercession, the vital connection, that we are not to pray simply for what they want or what we think they desire or what will make everyone happy or best or to avoid things simply because they may not like it or it may be difficult. We are to pray seeking God's will for their life, just as we should do when we pray for ourselves. Because we are fallen and sinful in our nature, apart from Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, we have to die to our desires and any sympathies or compassions that are not rooted in his truth and will. Chambers says it this way, beware of imagining or thinking that intercession means bringing our personal sympathies or compassions into the presence of God and demanding that he does what we ask. Our approach to God is due entirely to the vicarious identification of Jesus Christ our Lord with sin. Literally, this means that he became sin, our sin, your sin and my sin, in order to defeat it and pay the debt that we could never pay. 2 Corinthians 5:17-21. And because he did this, We have boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Spiritual stubbornness is the most effectual hindrance to intercession. Why? Because it is based on sympathy with that in ourselves and in others that we do not think needs atoning for. You don't really have to worry about that. We'll pray beyond that. We got to deal with those things, and we so often don't. Or else we are simply saying, I know what's coming if I ask for that, and I don't want them to have to face that or go through it, even though I know it's praying in line with God's will and word. We got to get beyond that. Chambers continues, we have the notion that there are certain right and virtuous things in us which do not need to be based on the atonement and just in the domain of stodge. We're stuck, we're stiff, we're unyielding. That is produced by this idea we cannot intercede. We might be voicing and lipping words, okay, speaking the words, but we're not really interceding. We do not identify ourselves with God's interest in others. We get petulant with God. We are always ready with our own ideas, and intercession becomes the glorification of our own natural sympathies or what we're thinking about for the other person or what they're asking without considering God. We have to realize that the identification of Jesus with sin means the radical alteration of all our sympathies. We look at them completely differently than we did before. Vicarious intercession means that we deliberately substitute God's interest in others for ours and even their natural sympathies. The same can be said for much of today's preaching, as I mentioned yesterday, from our churches and pulpits. We hear much more about what we think will make people feel better or not offend or make them feel bad. And that replaces the truth, the whole speaking of that truth that actually needs to be heard and can set people free. Chambers closes with these questions. Am I stubborn or substituted? Petted or perfect in my relationship to God? Sulky or spiritual? You see what sympathies and compassions in our own flesh can do? Am I determined to have my own way or the way of the person that I'm praying for because I want them to feel good about me? Or am I determined to be identified with Him, Jesus Christ? Here's our love in action steps. Number one, spend time with God in His word, prayer, and listening every day. Begin with the scriptures in this message, and there are several, and they're very good. Number two, as you read them, as you study them, ask the Holy Spirit to teach you. Number three, is your prayer life more about what you think should be done and what the answer should be than it is about seeking and relying on God's word and faithfulness? And then number four, what needs to change in your prayer life as you pray for yourself and as you intercede for others to ensure that not only is He on the throne in the Holy of Holies that you're entering into, but that He's on the throne of your heart? Tomorrow we welcome co-host and friend Adia Wisher, Executive Director of Kentucky Right to Life, for another Wednesdays for Women that I know will be enlightening and insightful. So join us and invite your family, friends, loved ones, and enemies to do the same. We love hearing from you, so contact us at loveandlordship@gmail.com, loveandlordship@gmail.com, all spelled out and together. And if you have any questions or concerns or comments, contact me at loveandlordship@gmail.com, loveandlordship@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for your prayers. Thanks always to the Lord. Make it a great day in the love and lordship of Christ. Stay tuned to 1245 for my good friend Greg Horn. Hope is here. I'm Greg Williams, and you're listening to the Authority of Love.